auch. It's a nightmare. I couldn't believe what was happening to me. One minute my life was happy, plain sailing, not a care in the world. Well, I did have one care, Mary, my betrothed, and the day of completion, the day of our wedding. Carpenter by trade, it was no small joy to begin building our chupa. That's the new room on my father's house. It would be our own living quarters. My father would have to approve it. And then, only then when it was ready, could I go and bring Mary home as my bride and take her to the room. That's not the nightmare. It was my joy to build, to plan, to prepare, and think of our future, our family, our children. It began when my father's colleague set off to the next village to find a bride. He found Mary, agreed terms, and then duly set off back to our family, and my father packed me off to meet her family. You can imagine my nerves when I got there. Well, apart from the daunting moment when her father and I agreed all the terms once again, and I presented him with the bride price, and apart from meeting her mother, well, apart from so many things to get right, because this was such a solemn occasion, formal, legal, apart from all these things, I met Mary for the first time. She was young, pretty. She made my heart skip a beat. 15 actually. But above everything, I could tell there was a grace, a purity about her, which held the gaze of my heart. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, Mary was the one for me. But back to formalities. I poured a cup of the wine that I'd brought with me from my house, and I took a sip. And I placed a ring in the cup, and I gave it her to drink. She took the cup from me, and she drank it back. Then she took the ring, and she placed the ring on her index finger. In my culture, a witness that she accepted our betrothal. And that's it. I looked at Mary, and in all seriousness, I spoke my betrothal vows to her. I called on the name of the Almighty, and I promised I would go away and prepare a room. And when that was ready, then I would come for her. I would take her home to be my wife. And I called her to live a pure, a blameless life without blemish and be ready for me when I came. And that's it. We were married. I skipped all the way home, happy and in love. I planned a beautiful room. A beautiful room. It would take at least 9 months to a year or even more, but this was normal in our culture. Mary would wait. I would only be able to go when my father approved the work and said it was ready. I was ready to go and get my bride. Well, that day never came, but the nightmare did. Looking down the road one day, who should see coming towards me but Mary? This was the wrong way round. I was supposed to go and fetch her. She was supposed to wait. Something had to be wrong. And it was. "I'm pregnant," she blurted out. "By the Holy Spirit," all I heard was, "I am pregnant." I couldn't believe my ears. Pregnant? How? When? Who? I was dumbstruck. My dreams became a nightmare in that moment. My world fell in. I was angry. How could she have done this? How could this happen to me? Why? What will I do now? Mary's insistence on this Holy Spirit thing. Well, that was a new one on me. I'd never heard that one before. She seemed to believe it. That only demonstrated her naivety. No one told her the facts of life. Mary went on her way, running off to some relative. I was left wondering what to do. She'd broken her vows. Our marriage was broken. It was over before it had hardly started. But how do I divorce her? Well, a public divorce would shame her forever. She was going to have enough of that once it was clear that she was pregnant. A private divorce. I could quietly give her a quiet divorce, a bill of divorce in front of maybe two witnesses, and it would be over. She would be free. Single parent, of course, but free. Or I could marry her. No way. A quiet divorce. Get this nightmare over with as soon as possible. Whatever I thought of Mary, I did somehow wonder, was she telling the truth? But my fears, my shame, my disappointment loomed so large. They led me to my decision to divorce her quietly. And then the dream. I'd had enough restless nights as it was. This whole Mary thing kept me up all hours. But the dream was something different. I can't describe the angel, but I knew it was an angel of the Lord. Some things you just know. His words confirmed all Mary had told me, and they gave me specific instructions to marry and not divorce her. Take her home as your wife. Well, that's what I would have done. That's what my culture does. Take her home as your wife. He assured me that her pregnancy was the work of the Holy Spirit, and that her son was to be called Yeshua. Yeshua Jesus. Because he'll save his people from their sins. I woke up from the dream full of fear and excitement. Again, 1,000 thoughts raced through my head. When do I go and tell Mary? When will we get married? What about ceremonies? How will we explain the pregnancy? But I also woke up full of faith. Full of faith, knowing Yeshua Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. I woke up from a dream into an even bigger dream. A dream my people had lived and longed for centuries. We dreamed of a savior, a messiah. We lived under the burden of oppression, of Roman rule and fear. We had prophecies. Those prophecies gave us dreams. We hoped. We dreamed, we longed for release, for freedom. We longed for God to come. Dreamed of his presence, of his truth, his justice, his forgiveness from our sins. Isaiah, one of our prophets, 700 years before, gave us a dream. He gave us a dream of a savior, and it was coming true right here, right now. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they'll call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. That was our dream. Isaiah said, though your sins are like scarlet, they'll be as white as snow, though they're red like crimson, they shall be like wool. That was our longing. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. 700 years of dreaming, And now, it was a dream come true. God is coming to save in and through my Mary, through her Yeshua Jesus, our dream. Well, we broke some customs. I took Mary home as my wife. We had no union till after our son was born, our Jesus. But I did do everything the Lord had commanded me. He was our dream come true. What are your hopes? What are your dreams? Thinking about Christmas, what do you want? Maybe you've already put your list in. Big hints to your husband, big hints to your wife, big hints to that red fellow with a white beard and a weird hat. What are you longing for? What do you really long for here? Some of us are longing for great careers. Some of us are dreaming of a great marriage, maybe. Some of us are dreaming of children. Some of us are dreaming of a wonderful home. Some of us dream of great holidays. What are the real longings of your heart? I wish that I could turn back time, not just because of the song, but I wish I could turn back time to some of the times that things happened in my life, things that I did that I just wish had never happened. I wish I could wipe that slate clean. Angry moments with my teenage daughters, where I hang my head with shame and regret that those instances ever happened. Times I stole from my employees. Times I lied to protect myself. Times that fill me, when I think about it, with shame. I wish I could turn the clock back, but I can't. But I do know that the longing of a Yeshua, a Jesus who will save his people from their sins, I do know that that stuff that's in my past can be taken away. What was that phrase that Isaiah set his people dreaming with 700 years before? Though your sins are like crimson, or like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Can you dream about that for your own life? What would you turn the clock back for? What would you say, I wish I could go back to that moment, just the moments before it happened, because I would do something so different to make sure that that never, ever happened. And never left me with this legacy of regret, this legacy of guilt, this legacy of shame. Dream with Isaiah. Dream with Joseph and his people. Dream that Jesus before your heavenly Father God will wash that stain of sin and shame and guilt and blame away. Because that's what he does. That's what Christmas is here for. Christ Mass. It's why we celebrate the Savior. That's what Christ means, the Savior of the world, because he wants to step into your life. And he wants to change the nightmare of guilt and the nightmare of shame and the nightmare of blame and the nightmare of regret. He wants to change those things so that you know, whilst you can't turn the clock back, you can stand before a heavenly Father God who sent his Son to wipe your slate clean. What are you dreaming for? What are you longing for? Do you wish you could wipe those things away? Well, that's what Jesus did when he took our place on the cross. My question is simply tonight, will you let that longing, will you let that dream of cleanness, that dream of being forgiven, will you let him, Yeshua, save you from your sins? All you have to do is hear. All you have to do is listen. All you have to do is respond with a huge yes in your heart. That day 2,000 years ago when Joseph woke up with all that realization that somehow his dream sat within a big dream. His nightmare sat within a huge dream of God sending his son to save us from our sins. And that big dream's for you tonight. Will you receive him? Will you say yes? Will you forgive me? Will you clean me? I'm going to pray a prayer in a moment, but just to say that if you know God's speaking to you tonight, if you know that somehow you would love to have the slate wiped clean and receive the Savior, receive Jesus, I'd love to chat with you afterwards. I'd love to pray with you. But at the very least, on the counter as you go out on your left, there's two booklets. Take one or the other. Take both. They're just books that tell you about Christmas. They tell you about the story that I'm telling you now. And at the very back of the book, in each book, there's just a simple prayer. And if you're in a place tonight where you dream of having the slate wiped clean, you can pray that prayer. And that prayer is kind of a first step into a relationship with Jesus Christ. A first step into his forgiveness and his love. A first step in getting rid of that nightmare of your past and receiving the forgiveness of a God who loves you so, so very much. He sent Jesus at Christmas time to be your Savior. The promise of Christmas, light and soul of Christmas. Just take one of those books. Let's pray together. You're in that place tonight where you know that nightmare of your past that still haunts you today with regret and guilt and shame, blame, anger. Just as Joseph found in the dream that Jesus came to save us from our sins, will you let him do that tonight? Just in the moment of quietness, will you say, Jesus, save me? Will you do what your name is? Jesus will save his people from their sins. Save me. And then pray, will you be Emmanuel? God with me. God's holy presence, God's loving, gracious, forgiving presence. Will you be Emmanuel with me, in me? Change my life. Receive him tonight. God bless you. Thank you very much for listening.